Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, folks. It is Friday, October the 10th. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to visit with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst. We'll talk about Israel and Hamas having agreed to the first phase of U.S.-backed peace plan. Looks like things are falling in place for that first phase to start taking place maybe as early as over the weekend and hopefully by Monday, relative to the exchange of the release of Palestinian prisoners and obviously the hostages that are being held by Hamas in Gaza. And we'll also talk about the other elements of this 20-point peace plan, and we'll find out from Colonel Jeff McCausland what his thoughts are about the difficulty of disarmament and some of the other issues that are there that are going to be key ingredients to this moving forward for the full implementation of that 20-point plan. But there is a lot of excitement in the streets of Gaza as well as throughout Israel as it relates to reaching this point where we are now. And so we'll see where this will end up. At the start of the 12 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. LSU takes on South Carolina, the Gamecocks coming in to LSU as an 8.5-point underdog. The line started out at 10.5. It has dropped down to 8.5, and we'll talk to Chris Blair about that game. Dr. Sarintha Strickland with Jefferson Ready Start Network is going to talk to us about the Jefferson Parish Council approving some dollars for early childhood education. And she'll talk about how this investment will actually double in size as a result of matching funds. I've always been a big proponent of early childhood education programs. We'll talk about what this is all about. Ron Fauché joins Dave Cohen and myself for a half-hour roundtable about what we've seen so far through this election season. The election is tomorrow, October the 11th, and we hope that everyone remembers that they go out and exercise their right, their privilege, to vote in this race. If you remember what Tip O'Neill said, that all politics are local. I've said this before. If you really want to move your quality of life 1 degree, 2 degrees, 3 degrees in a positive fashion, you want to vote in these local elections because they mean more to what your quality of life will be than any other election, to include Congress, presidential. Not that they're not important, they are, but they're not nearly as important as these local elections because they really craft the policies, the operational details, the ability to deliver basic critical services to you each and every day. Remind yourself of that. Remind yourself of the difficulties that you're having in your neighborhood, around your home, or otherwise. And remind yourself that you can't complain unless you go out and exercise your right and privilege to vote, right? This is how you affect change. This is how you tell folks whether or not you're happy with them or not happy with them, is by exercising that right to vote and pulling a lever for someone or another. Mike Haas joins us, the voice of the New Orleans Saints. The Saints take on the New England Patriots. They're here. I want to remind folks that game was originally set for a 3:25 start. It has been moved, okay, to a noon start, so just keep that in mind. In fact, I was talking to someone yesterday who was making plans for the 3:25 start. I said, the game's been moved. He's like, was not aware of that. That the game had been moved to noon. So just a reminder, big game actually for the Saints. It's another one that a lot of folks, a lot of the pundits are saying that this is one that they could win. So it will be interesting to see what happens there. So Dave Cohen and I were privileged to have met with two of the three major mayoral candidates, Oliver Thomas and Helena Moreno. Royce DuPlessis decided to pass. I'm not exactly sure why that is. We also had the privilege of being able to interview, and we interviewed Frank Janusa as well, so three of the four top mayoral candidates. And we had the opportunity to visit with two of the three top sheriff's candidates, Edwin Shorty, as well as the former chief, Michelle Woodfork. And I have to say I really enjoyed that. I want to thank them again for taking time out of their busy campaign schedule. Susan Hudson was scheduled as well. About 10, 12 minutes before we were supposed to go on, she canceled, said that there was an emergency at the jail. We still haven't been able to figure out what that emergency is. We have emailed and texted her office on multiple occasions to have her articulate same. What is the emergency? Let us know. We don't really want to say too much about it if there is a real emergency. And as time has gone by, it's been crickets. I would suggest to you that there was no emergency. And it very well may be that this candidate has decided to pack it in. I don't know. She's not doing well in the polls. Obviously, she has fallen out of favor with the public, and rightfully so. I mean, it's been one thing after the next, one misstep after the next, all over the map. Not clearly, I don't think, understanding or recognizing the role of sheriff. You know, she wanted to be an activist on some ideological issues, none of which, quite frankly, either blacks, whites, Hispanics or otherwise were in favor of. I mean, it just didn't make much sense what we were doing. We don't want to coddle inmates, and we don't want to have to make an excuse for calling them inmates as opposed to calling them residents. And, you know, so we've gone down that path. Obviously, there's a lot that's been wrong there financially. They haven't been able to get their financial statements in order for a long time. That has been a huge problem operationally with the jail. We're the laughingstock of the country. I mean, it's just cuckoo what went on there. The sheriff believes that there was a conspiracy against her and that there are players inside the jail that may have participated in this, and there may have been some intentionality as it relates to a breach in the operational protocols. I don't know. She's not really brought forward any information. I think that was a smokescreen. It was to deflect and deny that any responsibility for 10 inmates walking out of the jail. You tell me. Does anybody out there believe it? I don't think so. There have been some very interesting twists and turns in all of these campaigns. I mean, in a general sense, to say that the New Orleans City Council has created chaos by any stretch of the imagination, and of course they only attribute that to one candidate for the most part, that would be Helena Moreno. I just can't let that go by without saying something about it. I mean, it's absolutely, you have seven council members, many of whom that all voted unanimous on a number of the issues before them that some candidates are defining as chaos. And then they want to attribute it to just one candidate. What a foolish tactic. Again, thinking that you, the voter, are stupid. I mean, that's the amazing thing to me, is trying to sell a storyline, trying to sell you on a soundbite that is so far from the truth, because the fact of the matter is that some of the things that the council was trying to remediate, overcome, put in its proper perspective, was egregious behavior by this Cantrell administration. And you want to talk about chaos. Chaos is when you have your chief administrative officer, your CFO, and eight major agency department heads saying one thing, which is completely opposite to what the mayor is saying, and then acting on behalf of the mayor in negotiations, and the mayor coming in at the 11th hour and changing her position and making every one of her members of her upper administration, many of whom I'm very surprised that they're still there, because you would think that a lot of these folks would have went hasta la vista, because you're not going to embarrass me that way, and just hang these people out. They're negotiating in good faith on behalf of the city, doing what they're supposed to do, fulfilling their fiduciary obligation, and the mayor pulls the rug right out from under their feet. That, my friends, is what you call chaos. That has nothing to do with the council, other than the council helped develop a landscape of accountability, because they were very probative in their questions. And they weren't going to allow this who's on first, what's on second charade to take place before their body. They wanted answers. And when they didn't get the answer, they went back at these individuals and compelled them to answer these questions. It was an uncomfortable thing. But these are answers that needed to be provided. And it was uncomfortable for these folks, because they were going to be ultimately be testifying and saying things against what their mayor believes. But they know in their heart of hearts that what they were going to say was the right way to go about doing that. And it was never more evident than in the garbage contract. Again, there are those that are out there trying to make you believe that the garbage contract controversy was about race. It wasn't about race. It was about competency. It was about core competencies. How about this for a revelation? It was about whether or not some people were actually in the business. Or were they just Mr. Fix-It? Where, you know, they were a facilitator. I mean, it never becomes more evident than when you look at these particular cases and you have a company that professes to be in the sanitation business but doesn't own a sanitation truck. Well, how does that work? How are you in the business and you don't have a sanitation truck? Basically, what you are is a facilitator putting together pieces and parts of multiple other folks that have taken the risk, that are providing the working capital, that have the insurances, that are doing everything else. You're just pulling these pieces and parts together like a jigsaw puzzle, adding a profit margin on top of that, because basically what you're selling is your relationships to people. So if you got lost in that explanation, I would suggest to you, maybe that's chaos. Maybe the chaos is on the other side of the ledger sheet. and not on the council's. Because as the council began to ask more questions, what did we find out about the garbage contract? We reduced the bond. Why was that good for the city? Why was that good for you as the taxpayer? It wasn't. Anybody that knows anything about business, when it comes to performance bonds, you want one that's as strong as possible, and you want one that's meaningful. Now, what happens a lot of times, and I don't know what the case is here, if you don't have the financial capacity, if you don't have the financial oomph, your performance bond capacity is diminished. Sometimes you can't get a bond big enough to take on the job that you so desire to take on. So you go partner with other people. That's not unusual if you had two actual sanitation contracts that operationally had trucks and things, you know, it had all the pieces and parts to it, as opposed to some person coming in the knight in shining armor, as he would try to make you believe, and pulling all the pieces and parts together, putting the jigsaw puzzle together, and then just putting a premium on top of it for him. And this is the real beauty. He wanted to get paid before he ever performed any services. Think about that for a moment. Wouldn't every business entity out there want the exact same thing? It's absolutely incredulous. Absolutely incredulous. Now, I had some people text in and say, sounds like a general contractor to me. No, you're wrong. Because a general contractor, for the most part, has a history. And they do have folks that are in the business for the most part. And it is an accepted business practice, more so in construction than it is in sanitation. And when I go further and outline all that went awry here, what you recognize is that this, if you want to call him a general contractor, I don't. Because what is his history, right? And this is, he's not dealing with the trades. So depending on a job size, you would never have 100 plumbers on staff, nor 100 electricians on staff, nor 100 framers on staff, or anything like that. You would have a history of a subs that you would have worked with for a long period of time. What's interesting about this is his sub was the previous holder of the contract. Now, what does that tell you? Right? He was a previous holder of the contract doing the job. So why do we need to pay a premium on top of that? Again, if you're having a difficult time understanding all these pieces to the puzzle, maybe that's chaos. Maybe that's the chaos. I'm not certain. But it's interesting what they're trying to get you to believe, right? And it's the same thing with the Wisner Foundation. We have an opportunity for the city to get all the money. The trust has expired. Why are we negotiating with the families that are the recipients of these dollars over decades, as though we should feel sorry for them when the trust expires and it's over with? Look, I get that they're upset. They'd like to collect this mailbox money for the rest of their natural-born lives. I get it. But that's not how these instruments work. And if you're the mayor and you are the fiduciary for the taxpaying public of the city of New Orleans, you have to do what's in the best interests of the city, the entity. The entity's interest always outweighs the individual. In this case, the mayor didn't want to do that because if all of the way that the construct of the city, those dollars would go to a different account where she would not have 100% discretion on how these dollars were going to be spent. So we engage in these silly little one-off negotiations with all of these folks, and we take less. Now we can't even figure out how much of a deficit we have. The full amount would have been somewhere, I think, between $8 and $10 million. One would think maybe we would want that. So if we had a $50 million deficit, maybe it would only be $42 million. And maybe if we would to put that and invest that money wisely, we could make it work for us in some way, shape, or form. Just maybe. I don't know. But I think that there is a lot of things that we could explore. But why would you give the money away? Why would you go share it with others? Why are we buying out parties to this deal? This absolutely makes no sense. You have a lot of reasons, folks, to go vote. There are a lot of reasons to go vote. And think long and hard about what you're doing. Study the candidates. We don't need to cast votes for a sad sack story. This is about competencies. This is about ability to do the job. This is about experience. Not necessarily experience as a that's meaningful to the job that they're looking for, not a life experience, in my view. That's how we got into this mess in the first place. We voted in a candidate for mayor about life experience that was nothing but an activist. An activist that enjoys conflict. Activists never really want anything to get resolved because then they're out of their activist role. They got to go find something else to talk about. Is that what you really want in any of these jobs? We've tried that science experiment. It didn't work. Didn't work well at all. City of New Orleans has the largest percentage of out-migration per capita of any city in the country. We cannot survive that way. What does that mean to you? Your investment. If you're a homeowner, it's a horrible thing for you. You're losing equity in your home. That investment will not work for you in the fourth quarter of your life. I mean, maybe you're looking to cash out, downsize, rent an apartment, or otherwise. It doesn't work for you. If you're a business owner, it's not working for you. It's okay to be selfish and vote in your own self-interest, thinking about who is going to give me the biggest return on my investment. If I'm running a business here, or if I own a home here, or if I'm renting here, I'm educating my kids here, it's okay. You don't have to make an excuse. So remember, get out and vote tomorrow. We're at a turning point here, I believe. And sometimes this goes overstated. But when you add all these ingredients that I just talked to you about, there's not enough Nexium to go around right now to soothe the burn in the throat and in the bellies of the citizens of New Orleans. We need credible leaders. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mike Koss, voice of the New Orleans Saints and New England Patriots, are coming into the Caesars Superdome this Sunday at noon. Was originally scheduled for 3:25. It's been moved to noon. And Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Noel. Yeah, I got to get everybody ready because it's not the perfect situation. It was because we didn't know when LSU was playing, but LSU is going to be night, and the Saints were going to be at 3. So yeah, it's a bit different, but people have had plenty of time. Just got to get going a little earlier.
I was talking to someone just yesterday. I thought the game was still at 3:25. I said, no, it's moved to noon. They were scheduling their whole day around the 3:25 start.
Yeah, it's out there, but it's, you know, and we're New Orleanians. Like, dude, tell me when I need to know. And I need to know Saturday night or Sunday morning. Oh, okay. You know, so we're trying to get the news out as best. This will help, actually.
Absolutely. We come out of a win. We're now 1-4. We beat the Giants 26-14. The Giants beat the Eagles last night. That was unbelievable.
Yeah. They manhandled them. I mean, it was a beatdown, a division beatdown, and it just shows you the importance of turnovers, right? You take the turnovers not involved in the Saints game with the Giants. It's a completely probably different second half. The Giants are a good football team, and when they don't beat themselves like they did against us, they can. And Philly, quite frankly, has some issues. They have some issues offensively, but yeah. Yep, you know, there are no easy games. You can look at the schedule and go, oh, yeah, they were terrible last year. Big deal. San Francisco was not great last year. Arizona, not great last year. So you play these teams, you look at their schedule or their results last year. New England, perfect example. 4 wins last year, nearly the first pick overall. And now they're 3-2, and 2-0 in their division, coming off of their best and probably biggest win in 4 or 5 years in Buffalo on a Sunday night or Monday night, whatever that game was, I forget. It's a big, big win for that football team.
23-20, they get out of out of Buffalo with a win. And you're right, that is a big win. So they're riding high right now. So as they come in to take on the Saints at the Caesars Superdome, our biggest concerns
is to be able to kind of duplicate what you did. I mean, you're not necessarily going to put into the agenda five consecutive turnovers, but, you know, that's what flipped the script. And defensively, you're facing an offense that is probably far better than any of the ink that it gets. You got a quarterback that, in their victories, completes 80% of his passes. He's rushed for a couple of touchdowns. Drake May just doesn't beat himself. I mean, he threw 73% last week against Buffalo. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And I looked at his stats. That was his second lowest of the year. He's had two games in the 80s. So he's pretty smart. He's not going to give it away. They got Kayshon Booty at one wide receiver situation and Stephon Diggs at the other. They are beat up at running back because of the injury. But other than that, defensively is probably where I think, and I say their defense against the Saints offense is where a lot of this game will be decided if you kind of take away the intangibles. To me, special teams, interceptions, those kind of things are the intangibles that they're huge. But this Patriot defense just does not let you run the ball. They played five games. They are seventh best in the NFL. They've not allowed a running back to rush for 50 yards. That stat to me is a little – it's impressive that you've not allowed a running back 50 yards. Josh Allen did rush for 53. But if you have three running backs who rush for 48, now you've given up 147 – and you still held no running back to under 50. But they are really good and from a game standpoint. They allow 85.6 yards rushing a game. That's real. They allow 3.5 yards rushing per attempt. That's real. So the Saints need to be more Buffalo, where they were very balanced with Spencer, Alvin, and Kendre Miller running the football and got 189 yards. It was much lower last week. But when you run the ball, you take pressure off of Spencer, who's making some good decisions. And I think each week gets a little more confidence and, you know, finally got that first win. We don't have to talk about that anymore. And that's huge. And even, you know, I talked to him this week. He was on the Saints Hour, super kid. And then when you just sit across the table from somebody for 20 minutes and just kind of talk football, it's not necessarily a press conference interview. We just talked. And he is well aware of the missed connections, which some are flat-out dropped passes, and some are passes where it's not being led enough. Some are where they have to go to the ground. He's well aware of that, and that's something that they're working on. But I think each week gets better. It was better last week. More receivers last week against the Giants caught the ball upright and were able to run after the catch. Not great, but got to do it, and I think that's important.
Obviously, every week we talk about this specifically, the status of our front line. It's been like musical chairs. What are we looking at this weekend?
Well, it looks better. I mean, I think you're going to have – I mean, Ray Denz he was available last week. I guess what happens is you found this diamond in the rough, if you will, Torricelli Simpkins. We went into the first preseason game, and he was a backup to a backup. And then on the third play, or the second play of the L.A. Chargers preseason game, Will Clapp, who was going to be Mr. Everything from a backup situation, every position was your center, got hurt. And they put in Torricelli Simpkins, who played center, but he wasn't scheduled to be a center. He played the rest of the game. And now he's played left guard for Trevor. He's played right guard for Caesar, who he had to come in the Buffalo game, play the second half and started this game. He's been pretty daggone good. And so I think you're going to be okay. You've got the tackles. You got Fulaga. You got Kelvin. Trevor's there. You got Ray Denz back from backup situation. And you got Torricelli, who's going to be your starting right guard until Caesar comes back. So I think all things told, do you have your starting five that you had in camp? No. You only had it for a half all season. So that's just the way it is. And if you can, I think what has happened is that they have found a really solid player who they might not have found out what a kind of a gamer he is, except for the injury to Will Clapp.
Yeah. Because of the way the defensive alignment of the New England Patriots, do you think that this game we see more of Taysom Hill?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think you'll see more. I think, you know, Taysom and Foster both just needed that game, right? They needed that game. Taysom took some hits. Probably his worst rushing game ever. 6 yards for, six carries for minus one. But he got in there. And I think the most important play that Taysom did was the 19-yard pass to Juwan Johnson. Mm-hmm. Because if 68,000 people sit in those stands and go, okay, third and one, Taysom, okay, power right, QB power or QB draw, if we know that, they know that, they have a one-player advantage. I mean, I think he has to be back there, and the defense has to not know what he's going to do. Not even, quite frankly, you know, prior to the injury, Taysom would tell you what he's going to do. He'd still get it. But it's going to take some time for him to get back into that kind of thing. I think we'll see him more, but I love the ability for him to do more so that they don't know, so that it's not so kind of preordained. And I think you'll see more Foster Moore. He didn't get any targets, but he played 25 snaps, and that was huge. And because Juwan Johnson was a little banged up. I just think you get a little better each week, a little more, you know, a little better. And it's a couple of more weapons that takes, you know, that adds for Spencer, yet takes a little pressure off of him. So I think we'll see him more. It's just a question of when and how. I'd like to see him more on first and second down when it's, you know, those runs might pick up four or five and put you in a second and five. But we'll see, you know. But yes, the answer is I think we'll see him more.
Yeah. I think this is going to be an interesting game. You know, the Patriots have four interceptions this year. The Saints, obviously, three. They're both in the top 15 in the NFL. Patriots are ninth, and the Saints are 13th. And then sacks, they're very similar as well. The Patriots have 11, the Saints have 12. So it's amazing how close statistically these two teams are, with a little bit of a difference in yards per game and things of that nature. May has thrown for over 1,261 yards already, and Spencer is at 990. But I like you. I mean, limit the turnovers. We got to make our field goals. And we got to score in the red zone. I don't know if you watched a Tulane game last night.
Yeah.
I had to turn it off.
Red zone, you know, and, you know, there's nothing, you know, red zone turnovers are back breakers. If you watched the Rams, San Francisco a few weeks ago, the Rams should have won that game, fumbled on the one. Tulane's problems in the red zone. When you turn it over in the red zone, like the New York Giants, who turned it over in the red zone, and it became automatic six. That's a 10 to 14 point turnaround automatically. When you look at Groupie, you go, well, Groupie made four field goals. Yeah, but they were, you know, they were chip shots. And so he should have made six. So you're right. It's not, I don't want Groupie kicking 28 yarders. They've got to find a way. And I think it's, you know, a lot, some of it's mental right now. I mean, they get inside that 20, and it's no different than the 23 or the 24 or the 28. And I probably said this last week to you. I know I said it, which is when you get inside the 30, start, you know, pretend it's the 20. Start working towards the end zone, because they just have not been. And you can get away with it sometimes. You can get away with it when they turn the ball over five times, but you're not always going to be able to get away with it. And you're right. This is the same situation we had last week. These, except their records were similar. So the Saints had not won 0-4. The Giants came in 1-3, but I mean, to a T, they had the same number of penalties as the Saints, 35. Right now, the Patriots and the Saints both have 42 penalties. They're very similar, except the Patriots have 15 touchdowns. The Saints have 9. In five games. Yeah. There's really two things I look at. Points, Patriots average 25, Saints average 18. We got a problem. They average seven more points than we do. Got to get that somewhere.
No doubt. It's another one of those games that a lot of folks think that we have a great shot of winning. We just, you got to pull it off. And it's a home game.
We do.
Right?
Yeah, it's a home game. We do. But you got to take New England of 23, 21. You got to take the old New England out. And this is not that team. We didn't play them last year. We played them in 23 and 21. This is a efficient Mike Vrabel winning culture team. Yeah. This is a different animal altogether, and you're going to have to play a complete game to walk out of the dome with a win.
You're right. In 23, we beat them 34-0.
Right, being big in 21. Yeah. But you think about how time flies. I thought about the 21 year, but I can hear the music. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
So in 2021, we went up there. We had a pick six in 21 and 23. In 2021, which to me feels like yesterday, was the last game the Saints played before coming home from Ida. They'd been in Dallas all that time and played New England and then came home from Ida. Oh my gosh! I'm just like, and it's been a year since Spencer Rattler got his first start. Week six, October last year against Tampa. Week six, a year later, Spencer Rattler comes off his first win. Keep it going.
Absolutely. Mike Haas, looking forward to listening to you on Sunday at noon, folks, not 3:25.
At
3:25.
Yeah, you bet.
The Saints and the New England Patriots. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great game.
You bet. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.